Downtown Discovery Bay Parks and Recreation Committee to order. Roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken, and let the record reflect that all members are present.
At this time, we'll open public comments. I'm viewing the audience, and I don't quite see any public here, and no one's stepping forward, so we'll close public comments. Do I hear a motion to approve draft minutes of June 20th?
I move to approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item D1, I'll turn it over to staff.
Okay, we are going to turn that over to Mac, D1.
All right. Just to kind of give you guys an update, recall in September 2015, bid manager Rick Howard, Amanda Dove, representing the local Odyssey of the Mines group, requested the use of the community center for their Odyssey of the Mine program Monday through Friday during the school year. At that time, fees were waived so that that group could utilize this facility. But an agreement was kind of reached in terms of Odyssey of the Mines was going to do dog park improvements, if you remember. And they were here the whole year. They didn't do it. They came back again the next year, wanted use of the building. At that time, the board kind of set the parameters that, yeah, they could do it, but we were looking at doing advertising through the Delta Sun-Times for 18 months. Beginning in January of, I think it was 17, and going through July of this year. So we have now finished with the agreement that we have. I think we've got 17 months worth of advertising out of them. They apparently don't do a July one, so we didn't get that this year. But I just wanted to let you know that we did do it. It was generally on page 3, sometimes on page 4, depending on which one you grab. But we did get 18 months worth of advertising from the Delta Sun-Times. You guys have any questions on anything?
Have they come back and asked to renew?
Nope, haven't seen hide and hair of them.
Did they use the facility?
They didn't use it this year.
Really?
At all. Yeah.
There's actually a new person in charge of Odyssey of the Mines.
Oh, so it's not Amanda Dove.
Yeah, she came in and talked to us about it. She wanted to pay. Okay. That was a sticking point.
So at least the agreement that we did for 18 months, we got it. All right, it's done.
Well, that was good visibility for the community center and the newspaper, so that was a good trade.
Yeah.
So anyway.
All right.
Deal's closed.
All right, well, we'll move on to item D2.
Okay, Mac will give us an update on the summer programs and activities.
All right, so just kind of a couple of bullet points I just kind of wanted to go through so that everybody knew where we're at. First of all, generally the main portion of our summer is finished. As you know, the kids are all now back in school. They actually started back on August 1st. The River Otters finished their season 2 Saturdays ago, and they're planning to make a presentation to the board on September 5th, kind of an appreciation for all the support for their season that they just finished. Just kind of FYI, daytime weekday swim lesson program finished July 7th, so we're now open weekends only through Labor Day. Adult swim continues Monday through Friday from 10 to 2. We've got a few stragglers now, but that will go basically for this month and finish Labor Day weekend. Evening weeknight swim lessons will continue through August, and they're still pretty popular. So if you get a chance and you're cruising around here in the evenings, they start at 6:30. So we've got some swim lessons going on. Two more movies in the park are left. Our second of the season summer jam is coming up on September 22nd. Some of our special interest classes are kind of wrapping up their summer as well. The fall winter activities guide is in the final stages right now. We'll be going to the printer a week from today, and that will cover classes from October 1st to January 31st. The guide will hit the street towards the middle part of September, and registration starts shortly after that. And the community garden, if you haven't been out there, it's still plugging along. 22 of the 30 spaces are leased. And actually, the garden looks really good out there.
Yeah,
Brian sees it all the time.
Every season?
Oh, yeah.
Bob and Sandy are our unofficial ambassadors. They're always out there. There's all kinds of cute artwork in the garden and all kinds of stuff. So what used to just be, when I got here, 7 feet of weeds is at least space that's utilized, and they've got quite a bit going.
Yeah,
all kinds of stuff.
Vegetables.
Yeah, they even got compost piles going now, too, so that they can...
Town doesn't have to do much, just keep an eye on it?
They pay an annual lease fee, and we just keep an eye on it and make sure anything that's grown in there is legal.
No,
I know Mike wanted us to say that.
No odd-looking tomato plants.
Yeah, so there's actually all kinds of stuff. So if you get a chance to, they have a little path there. They have garden art. It's actually pretty cool.
Monarchs coming over to my house. I've seen some butterflies.
Oh, okay. Because they're not in the garden now. Apparently, Kathy's kind of disappointed they aren't there. So I said, well, there's a lot of birds around here now.
All the little ones we're seeing, those aren't monarchs. I talked to her today about them.
I know there was a bunch of just little tiny orange.
Yeah, they're migrating from Mexico.
Oh, is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Wow, they were all over.
Yeah.
How the heck is butterflies?
I've got a sanctuary.
The monarchs are probably leasing the way station to the orange.
Yeah. So anyway, if you get a chance after the meeting, just cruise out there real quick. Looks good.
Is that fall program? Is there any more advertising space? Or is that closed?
Everything's basically closed. We're just wrapping it up now. So. And then just FYI, the second annual Recreation Services Report, I'm working on that now. Maybe not the 1st of September, but probably the second meeting in September. Again, I've got to get some numbers from Dina, and I've got some other reports to do. And the system we have, you can't just push a button. It takes a little more work to do it. So, but that'll be coming probably the second half of September.
Right.
And that'll give you all the numbers and stats and everything for the year. So,
I have a question on movies in the park.
Uh-huh.
How's the attendance?
The attendance this past week was down again. The week before that and the week before that, we were 80 to 100. And then the earlier ones, it was kind of low again, too. The change that we did make kind of partway through was we put that road sign out there on like Wednesday or Thursday saying there was a free movie. I also programmed Facebook to do a blast on Wednesday afternoon. So we're thinking that probably helped. But again, it might be one of those where whatever movie you pick, it's trying to pick those classics that people want, and there's only so many PG movies out there that you can pick from. So it's probably, I think if we look at it, maybe try some different stuff next year. Maybe we get the numbers back up. But we did have two with either 80 to 100 people at it. So.
Yeah, I'm just wondering whether it's worth staff time. We have to rent the movies.
We rent the movies, but the equipment we purchase, yeah.
Right.
How much is the movie to rent?
They run about $375 a movie.
$375?
Yeah.
For a free event?
Uh-huh. What we try to do this year, we weren't successful, but in previous years, we actually had sponsors that paid the sponsor fee to cover all the costs of the movies. So.
Have you had one?
We didn't have one this year, but we had one last year and the year before.
Yeah, I think we might have to bring that back and see if there's some program we want to continue this year or not.
Yeah.
Maybe we should
tweak a few things, see what happens.
Well, I just think the funding could be better allocated somewhere else. Out of 100 people, that's fine. A family comes, maybe they've got three children, mom and dad, it's five. So there's only 20 families coming.
Or get another group to bring their group over to or something, you know?
Yeah. So anyway, think about that. Maybe bring it back for discussion items, see if we want to move forward.
Okay,
we have a member of the public on this.
Yeah, I understood that there was going to be a discussion on the creation of the dog park.
Hold your horse.
Yeah.
Next item, update on the dog park.
Okay, so I think I showed you guys last time you were here, we purchased those hoops for the dogs to go through. You guys, so I bought two sets, so we're going to install those, and I've also got a bulletin board outside one, so we can take some of the stuff off the fence and just get it inside a nice display cabinet. So it's all here, it's just a matter of timing with our parks guys in terms of getting it all installed. We'll probably pull some of the advertising that's on the fence There's something from, I think, Supervisor Pifo that's up there. We'll need to take that down. I put together a draft of a new program where if somebody wants to do sponsorships, there's a whole package and things you can do. We'll put stuff up for a year for a fee, and that will go towards improvements as well. And then the other piece of the funding went for, I believe, all of our sprinklers have been updated.
Just about.
So, yeah, so Marcus was out there, and half the money we used to update all the sprinklers out there as well.
The Supervisor Pifo donated money to that. Park out there. That sounds part of the dedication, but you have to check that out.
Yeah, but I believe that stuff was for 1 year at a time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the big permanent board, yeah, once you pay your fee, you're on the big permanent board. But the stuff on the fence, as I understood it, was an annual. You're up there for a year, we take it down. If you want to pay your annual fee, we'll put it back up. Kind of like a sponsorship.
Oh, yeah, the sponsorships are good. So staff will contact the sponsors that are up there now and let them know that their time is up. Mm-hmm. You know, pay or have to
pay. Pay or take it down 1 year at a time.
But it's not advertising, right?
It could be considered advertising. Same as if you bought like a spot on a fence in the ball field and, you know, whatever that particular product
was. It was part of sponsorship.
Yeah. Back then. It's an annual.
Do you have anything written on that?
I have some stuff drafted out, yeah.
Yeah,
and I kind of took
like
stuff,
to revisit
yeah, I
that
took
again.
Stuff from what was first established and kind of wordsmithed it, moved some things around. So it's in a draft form, ready to go.
Okay. All right. Do we have any public comments on that?
Yeah, there's the reason I somewhat got drafted into the position of chairman today. The entrance to the water side went in there. It's always a mud hole going in there. I, for one, a handicap. And I fell there this morning going in there. Those large pieces of rubber matting that are there, they're a lawsuit waiting to happen for the town here. And this is an FYI, not coming from me, but it will happen. And you guys, whoever is maintaining that there, they need to pay some attention to it. I personally can't make it a day of my life without my dog going there. But there is no peace in our home, so I'm not here to report it. But there is going to be an issue there.
Who's suing this?
Pardon me?
Who is it that wants to sue?
No.
Oh, I thought you said
it.
I thought you said
it.
Somebody can fall in.
Yeah, it's a mud hole.
Okay, so you're
and you catch your feet on these large pieces of rubber there.
Okay.
I caught my feet, and I'm pretty Detroit. Using my walker, and I went down today. And I'm just questioning myself, how in the hell did I do that? Pardon my language, I'm sorry. But the point being is,
you know what we can do to the
you need to address it.
Yeah, like
to some of these
concrete pad and maybe some
steps on the walkway. Well, they put hard pavement on the small dock side and left the mud hole on the large dock side.
Yeah, that's what needs to be done on the large dock side.
Yes.
Concrete pavement.
And I don't know if it's just something that's in process and hasn't got it to this at this point in an agenda.
No.
Or someone just forgot that that's the site that gets used by everybody. And
the dog park was kind of put together in haste without a real plan to it.
It's what I guess.
Yeah, as you can see.
We've been part of it since February, so I don't know the previous history.
And thank you for that. In lieu of getting over and being able to form it and pour it and do all that stuff, can we get just some crushed granite and just pack it in there so it...
Yeah, the only problem is you have sprinkler heads right there, and it's going to get the granite wet, and the granite's going to be just as soft as...
Oh, it would pack that.
Not when you irrigate it every day. So you keep this place green, it's being irrigated every day.
I for one, am at that park at least five days a week, and you will get probably 90% of your park uses on the large dog site.
Yep.
Is there something intermediary we can do, or do we need to close it until we can get a pad in there?
I don't think we need to close it.
You just need to find some way to cover it. It's just, you know, it's a problem waiting to generate something more than a problem. just the way it is. If you take time when you get a moment, just go out there. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think it's a temporary thing. We can agree to disagree on how much, but I think if we put a bunch of granite in there, walkway stuff, it'll pack on down, just collapses until we get concrete on it.
I think if you have got some pins that were like in the shape of a U, you can drive them down through that rubber matting that's there just to hold the end of it down, just temporarily. It might even solve your problem.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're aware of it. We're going to address it.
Yeah, so I mean, but that, had I not fallen, I probably wouldn't have thought about it. But
yeah, eventually we're going to have to close it for probably 3 months anyway to get some grass to grow out there. It's getting pretty beat up at this point.
Is it planned to leave the tarmac out there?
That should have been removed when they did the dog park. Yeah. Basketball court that's decomposing is not a great place for dogs to be on.
Because I know we're all this, you know, the moment you see anything, I understand that it's just like, what now, so that's the next weather will.
Yeah, they should have done that when they first built the park, removed all that, and actually gone in and redone the sprinklers, resolved the park. But I don't think they had the funding at that time when they did that with Dog Park.
No.
It was kind of a volunteer thing. I think the most money they spent was on the fencing. So, but they didn't actually do any real turf work out there, and that's what needs to be done.
Does any of the Lions Club donation go toward any of the improvements on
that? It could, but that would have to be negotiated with the Lions Club. But
I thought that's why we had the event for that.
Which event?
The dog parade out there.
Yeah, but that's not enough money to to do.
I thought maybe the gates or something.
Just how much money did we get?
We got 4,000 and some change. 2,000 went for the equipment that I'm putting out there, and 2,000 went for sprinklers.
2,000 for sprinklers?
Mm-hmm.
And we burned it up all. Okay.
I think at some point in time I'll probably rehab the small dog park this fall and then close the large dog park and stuff everyone into the small one and rehab that. Because you have to stay off of it for about 3 months.
Oh, it's
understandable. Yeah, because you can see what the dogs are doing back there. They're slowly wiping out everything that's there.
Yeah, it's an integral part of the neighborhoods now. It's really become a favorite community
out here. Oh yeah, it's busy all the time. The
problem is it costs money to maintain, and we have to have paws on parade to get even nickels and dimes to try to do stuff out there.
Well, I think the more it's possible. I come from, in my old industry, I was involved in a lot of fundraising things, and any time that it went towards something that everyone wanted a part of, it was never a problem to have a fundraiser.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's, I don't know the dog, so I'm totally out of that loop, but maybe some of the other dog owners that utilize the park could kind of get together with themselves and maybe see if they could put together a little bit of fundraising.
Well, I'm just a pimple on the butt of the
ball. Well, I understand.
No, I'm just saying that it's, everybody feels the same, and I can honestly speak that way.
Do you live on this side of the neighborhood? What side of the, where do you live in Discovery?
Oh, no, I'm out on Discovery Point.
Oh, okay. So you can haul it over here?
Yeah. I just don't want to be one of the neighbors on the back piece of the park.
Right. Okay, well, we've had enough.
Thank you for letting me interrupt you.
Nope, not an interruption. You were talking about what we were talking about. So same thing.
Yeah, you're welcome here anytime.
Okay.
I understand budget, so I know how tough it is. So thank you. I appreciate it.
All right.
Glad you weren't injured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right.
With that, we'll move on to D4, which is regarding the front entrance light.
Okay, turn that over to Brian.
Quick time from that.
Is this the front entrance to your community center or the front entrance?
No, the entrance to the Discovery Boulevard.
All right.
put together a list of the things we've been talking about. And I did talk to the architect about a lighting plan, and I think we need to include the spotlights in.
I relapped them all, and they're all about a week ago, and they're all starting to, not all of them, but they're starting to burn out already. So it's, we need more than just the holiday lighting. We need to go through and do the spotlighting too. And I think we can do that in the money we put forth. But I just want to go through and kind of take each item. On the return of the walls, we're going to remove the damaged part, the rust areas and all that, and then put new corners on, and replaster. And then go through and prime and paint. And that's just on the entrance side. That's not on the back side of the walls, right?
Correct, yeah. Just what the public
sees when you come in. Okay. And then we're going to clean off the brick that was damaged from the pot screen up there and cap them. And then we're going to go through and put in new spotlights. Do you want the spots just to do the ship logo and the lettering, or do you want any of the tree spotlighting?
I think it's a matter of, I love the whole thing lit up, but
each palm? On that floor, right now we have lights in the ground, so.
Yeah, but only one of them is working now.
Oh, I'm going to uplight all the palms and uplight the logo?
The logo and the letters are uplighted right now, but only one palm tree is.
Yeah, nice to let them all up.
Oh, another tree up there, too.
Yeah.
I would say in lieu of the palm trees, because they're so high up in the air, right? We concentrate on the stuff that's kind of high level. Switch it over to olive trees and some of the more decorative items that are from the lawn on up. They make the light up a palm tree, but the intensity of the lamp that go that high is going to be much more expensive.
It's going to burn up a lot more electricity.
Correct. Yeah. So if I don't think people are going to care if the palm trees are lit up, but if the logos and the olive trees and all that.
Some accent lighting.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we're gonna go through and do the landscaping, probably with a revised planting plan from the architect.
This is the same group that offered to help us out?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So I've been talking with her, and then we'll put in there to include any sprinkler repair and sod damage that is done during construction. Now, do you want to do this as one general bid, or do you want to put out RFPs for the wall repair, painting, and landscaping lighting?
Well, I think if we should separate it into two, we're going to get a more competitive price, because if you put it under the landscaping people, they're going to go out and hire the same guy that we would hire, and they're going to put a markup on it, and they don't really get into that business. So. I think if we just did it, stuck a repair guy, and probably a paint guy too. The stucco guy doesn't have to paint.
We're kind of coming down towards timing-wise that if we wanted to get this started this year, we should probably do an RFP for the stucco repair and painting, because that needs to be done before the rains come.
Yeah, that's whatever we need to do to get it going. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I think we're past the time we're doing landscape work, I believe. We're going to get into the rainy season, but we've got contracts.
Yeah, it depends on how quickly we get responses to the RFP and actually award and get people working. So, and then
I'd say the priority would be to get the stucco repair work done, line up the painter.
Okay.
Painting all.
Okay.
At the backside, we're working on the design and the lighting and all that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds good.
We've got funding in the budget.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to clarify everything and hopefully get moving on this
so we get that done.
Colored lights or white lights?
What kind of lighting? Is it white lights, colored lights, multicolored?
I think it was a system that you can do colors or clear.
Fiber?
Yeah.
The architect has a handle on lighting.
Yeah.
People.
Yeah, I don't know if they include the spots, so I'll make sure that we get the outside lighting in there, too.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And with that, we'll move on to future discussion items.
The scope of work from the consultants on zone analysis.
Yeah.
Okay. We may have a special meeting on that.
I think that would be better to get the full board involved in order. I have two things bring into this to talk about and I have to go back to the board anyway. So I think if we have a full board as a discussion.
Workshop.
Okay, you want to see it on a
special meeting?
Well, it's not a workshop. It's whether or not to approve the scope of work of what they want to do.
I think the special meeting at least have an hour or two of our time. I don't know.
I could do that at a regular board meeting if you go through it.
Yeah, I don't think we need 2 hours.
Don't waste time.
Well, up to you guys.
Well,
it never seems to.
I think in order to move forward,
right.
You know, Chris and I could agree to agree, and then to bring it to full board, and then Chris
okay.
Okay. To put it on an agenda item at the full board meeting.
Let's put that on the 5th board meeting. Which means I got some work to do. Okay. No, it's fine.
I think probably. We would probably do this anyway. It's going to be in board packet, so we'll be able to read it before the meeting to get to speed.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Any other future agenda?
I don't know. I think I want to talk more about sponsorship maybe in the future as far as like sponsorship for those tennis walls outside, if there's any availability of signage out there for sponsorship, and then more maybe talking more about the dog park sponsorship. Just in that swimming pool sponsorship, I just want to see if there's any more. The chamber can help, or maybe you just want to make sure that people are aware of those opportunities to help. If we can get 10 or 15 grand in sponsorship next year, we'll be good.
Well, we've got a list of current sponsors out there, so
okay.
If we recontact them.
That's the River Otters.
Oh, that is the River Otters.
River Otters. That's all their sponsors.
Well, okay. Call them anyway.
You
got some names to start.
I would say, that's their band.
And I don't think it would hurt to maybe go to the Lions Club and make a presentation about the dog park and the pool, all that. Go to one of their meetings or go to the Rotary meeting, and don't they have a ladies' Lions Club too? Three or four service organizations?
The Rotaries are not really out here. Rotaries are Brentwood, and this is always an afterthought out here.
All right. What,
something else we need to discuss is maybe setting up a temporary dog park over here so that I can repair that one. Because that's going to be a mud hole.
And you got to pay for temporary fencing?
Yeah, that's simple. You just drive metal stakes and put up welded wire and a gate. Because they have to move out. And if you just say that the park's closed for 3 months, that's not going to work too well.
Okay, when we do this, again, it's two entrances, those two dog parks, we shut the whole thing down, right?
Yeah, because they both need renovation.
Do the whole thing.
Yeah.
All right.
I've got the equipment next door.
Okay, and then set it up over here.
How much for 3 months?
When's the best time to do that? How does it fit in?
I would think with the rains coming, I think we should do it in the fall. Probably October sometime, and put everyone over there, and then open it up in the spring when the grass has had a chance to fill in and grow. Because turf renovation wasn't
part of
that. And if you go back there now, about 50% of it is dirt, 25% weeds, and 25%.
Okay, I think that's a good plan.
Get that way, you give them notice. You can say, coming October, we're going to move everyone over here because we're going
to
do that.
Yeah, and there's enough area over here to give them a place
to put them all in there. And it may be, I would just mention it to them. So future of Indyke. Okay, with that, we'll move on to adjournment.